Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. And today I'm blessed enough to have Jen Dieter with me on the other end. And Jen, I just found out, is award-winning in all she does, and her being a women's life coach and a women's transforming life coach, I should say. And so I am going to ask her the simple questions and let her take it away.
Having me.
Hi, Jen. Thank you.
Hi, Wynn.
Thank you for coming on and sharing your incredible wisdom. And my first question is, why did you start all this back in 1984? Long before technology. Long before all this women's empowerment newfound fame came in with technology. So why did you start this movement?
Oh my goodness, Wynn. What a loaded question. I'll tell you what, my company really came as a natural next step in the progression to kind of to every major experience of my life. And I've had a really remarkable life. I was blessed with a lot of freedom. I was actually my father died when I was 2 years old. And so the result of that was I got to be neglected. And at any rate, all of that turned into a women's empowerment movement. And it also led to a lot of books that I wrote, and that's where it all started.
As a sense of healing from losing your family at such a young age? I mean, okay. You lost your dad at such a young age that you only had your mom as a single mom raising you.
Not only me, Wynn, she was pregnant with my brother when my father died, and I had two older brothers. And this was the 1950s. So,
good grief. Good.
I learned, though. I had to learn not to be, you know, what not to be and what to be, and that was to stand on my own 2 feet. Yeah. So even though they were little feet.
Yeah, you had to learn what, I had to learn that tough lesson at the age of 23 myself, and I'm still learning it. For those of you who've been listening to me talk for a long time and listening to this podcast, I actually lost my mom and my ability to walk, the losing of the ability to walk unaided came in 2006, and the losing my mom came in 2010 at the ripe old age of 23. So
therefore, that's so young.
I had to learn how to stand on my own 2 feet, which that at the age of 23 was hard enough for me. I can't imagine being the only woman and being around guys and living with guys and not having your mom but not having the full family.
Exactly. Well, and my mother was emotionally gone because she just was, you know, it was not what she signed up for. I know that she didn't get married thinking she'd be a single mom. And it was just too much for her. So we actually got taken away and put into foster homes. And again, what I learned was to appreciate everything. There is a gift, even in the worst event, there's a gift. And I teach women now to turn their struggles into strengths as well.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And can you talk about one winning book? Could you talk about one of your books? One, not all.
Sure.
But one.
No, we'd be here 2 weeks.
Book that you have written.
I'll tell you, my favorite book that I've written is Escaping the Chrysalis. And it's based on the parable that there was an old gentleman watching a little butterfly trying to escape from the cocoon, and he could not bear to see her struggle. So he got out his little nail clippers and he cut loose the chrysalis from around her, and it resulted in being that she could never fly. So I use that analogy. What happens when a butterfly escapes from the chrysalis, or, you know, breaks free from it? They have to force through the little hole that they create. And it squeezes fluids into their wings and gives them the strength to fly. Well, I see women as butterflies, that we can take those strengths and we can turn them into our wings as well and help us to fly into our limitless possibilities. So Escaping the Chrysalis is definitely my life work, my number one favorite book I've ever written.
Aha. Uh-huh. So Escaping the Chrysalis. Well, what is your favorite chapter in that book?
Oh, my goodness, that is so tough. I will tell you, though, there's one chapter on the power of thought, and it is amazing because it really, if a woman is looking to manifest her perfect life, that's where to start the chapter. Now, it's all full of different experiences, you know, experiential lessons they can learn from, emulate, and really the actual tools that I use in my practice. But as far as that chapter is, for me, was the most incredible to write, and I still read it. In fact, I'm working on the second edition of that book, and it will be out in probably about a week. It's almost ready. New cover. And that chapter on the power of thought, and it just is it's so empowering to realize that we are, in fact, creative. We are, in fact, creating our own lives.
That being said, now I know you're going to be biased here, but what is your favorite book that you go back to? Not your own book, per se, but your favorite personal book, or it can be a business book.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I am a reader. I am an avid reader and have been for as long as I can remember being alive. So to choose just one, I will say, though, A Course in Miracles is a guiding light, as well as, oh my gosh, there are just so many. I adore everything by Deepak Chopra. I adore Dr. Wayne Dyer. You know, I mean, and I'm
say that.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of that. I figured. So, and other than business, what do you like to do in your personal life?
Oh, some of my favorite things, huh? Okay. I love things like interior design, and I'm a big I love the study of energy, of feng shui. Have you heard of feng shui?
The holistic theme that I am.
There you go.
Haven't necessarily gotten into feng shui, but I have gotten into alternative medicine. So it's not, I have heard of feng shui, and I have seen it done. It's mind over matter in our lives now. Mm-hmm. So you like feng shui, and you also like interior design.
I love interior design. I do. Yeah, and I incorporate that into it. In fact, even my bookshelves are feng shuied.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Even in your bookshelves are
desktop, yep. Every room.
Yay, big. Okay, she's laughing at me because I'm the one I asked well, it's your desk that you write on feng shui probably.
Yes.
I know that. I know that. Well, that's how you become award winning. There's a secret to Jen here. That she might let out of the bag eventually, and she might let it out of the bag eventually. I don't know. I never know with my guests. So, would you say my listeners, those who are stuck, would you say that they should come and work with you or find your books on your website or find your books on Amazon? Or what's your holistic approach to it?
I'll tell you all of the above, Wynn, but the easiest thing in the world is probably just to go to my website, which is www.janDeelstra.com. And in fact, if they want to go there /goddess-gifts, there is a little freebie waiting for them. That's the best place to start, because they can, they'll receive some audio tapes in their mail about every 3 days. They'll get a new one. That's a new technique for enhancing self-esteem. And these are actual tools that I've used since 1984 that they'll get for free.
Oh, long before.
My books are there long before technology, like you said. That
long
made me laugh.
Long before this movement and long before this women's empowerment movement and long before technology.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I was one of the pioneers for sure. And actually, that's another little secret. I really am the fifth generation of the Utah pioneers in a whole different kind of pioneer spirit.
Oh, my goodness. She's letting all the cats out of the bag on women of wisdom. And so could you explain why the... Okay, now that threw me off guard. To my next question. Okay. Could you explain to us how that, being a Utah pioneer, helped in your company?
Oh, absolutely. Because I have been in the women's movement for empowerment since far before the current day rush. I just see myself as one of those pioneer scouts that went out there and learned to own my voice, learned to own my power, my personal power. And it hasn't always been that way. When I was a very, very shy girl, the one thing that came from my childhood was I learned to be very quiet and not seen. I had to really unlearn a lot of things in order to have this business. And one of the things that might surprise you is I actually was a truck driver for the Teamsters Union for a little while when my kids were little. I was a single mom, and I learned to really own my physical strength, which I weighed like 115 pounds, but I learned how to change tires on semis, break loose the lug nuts, open the huge hoods, and to drive those big trucks. And what I also learned was about my tenacity. I had to develop tenacity because that was a traditional men's world. And as a woman, believe me, I was a pioneer, and I took a lot of dangerous risks, actually. I had my life threatened more than once as a female truck driver.
It all builds on each
thing that I've ever done, when, to be honest, has led one step to the next step to the next step to who I am, to who my company is, what my company is, to every book that I've ever written, which is all designed to fuel my passion, which is to empower women.
Oh, my God. So, okay, getting back to where you are today,
mm-hmm.
what is
mm-hmm.
your biggest joy in life?
You know, I'll be honest, I think that's a really, I find it everywhere. I find joy in a lot of places, but I will tell you, when I'm working with a woman who has been either victimized or just self-victimized, because we tend to be our own worst enemies a lot of the time, most of the time probably. And when I see a woman finally get it, when she really figures out her worth and her value, and she owns her voice and she owns her power, and she ceases to be a victim and takes control of her life, and the butterfly in her comes out, that to me is the most beautiful. I get chills right now, seriously, when I get chills just envisioning each and every woman who has ever transformed that way into this beautiful butterfly and has flown into her now purposeful life. Seriously, when I was a truck driver and working with men, I thought there's no way I'll ever work with women. Oh, women look at each other like they're smelling onions or worse. And now I can't, you know what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. yes.
We didn't trust each other. We were taught to not trust other women. And the truth is, when women work together and when we are owning the feminine power principles of receptivity, cooperation, collaboration, we're unstoppable. And I really believe what Dalai Lama said, that Western woman will save the world, because we are the ones that, once we identify our power, once we own our voices and we're heard, then we, even if we're afraid, we still face our fear, and then we see, oh, that fear was just an old message anyway. We own it. That's what turns me on more than anything in life. When seriously, more than anything, just to see that, because it never gets old. It never gets old to see a woman blossom like that.
Exactly. It never gets mm-hmm. old. And it's,
mm-hmm.
I'm going through a little bit of a business situation that was just brought to my attention this morning, and
huh.
I am shifting it to make it better for me than make it better for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it's like what I, it's, you kind of have to shift it
yeah.
to make it better for you, to get yourself
mm-hmm.
wings to fly, basically.
That's right. You know, I tell women, I want you to redefine selfish. All your life, you were probably told, don't be selfish, don't be selfish, don't be selfish. And the reason you were told that is because then the other person who is saying, don't be selfish, don't be selfish, don't be selfish, then they can be more selfish. What I would encourage every woman listening to do is to redefine selfish to mean self-care. You take care of what you need to do to take care of you. You put your own oxygen on first, and then you've got more to share with other people. But if you don't take care of you, when you're going to get eaten alive. And it's just, that's why you're here, is to learn to love every facet of who you are, to own your power, to love you first, and have something to share with others.
Exactly. And I highly agree with what Jen is saying. And where is Jen based? I believe she's based in beautiful California.
Yeah, San Diego.
San Diego, I love it. And so, is it, do you work with, that being said, do you work with people online, or do you, would you like people to come and see you, those of us who are in San Diego / California area, or how would it best work with you?
The best thing, again, when to do is to go to www.janjana.com and find me there, because what I have is I have a lot of different offerings. I have everything from virtual online. I have clients as early as 7 in the morning via the telephone and Skype, or I occasionally do live groups. More than anything nowadays, it's all done online and on the phone, over the phone. So there are not only coaching options on my website, there are also the books are there. I also have a new workbook out, which is Escaping the Chrysalis, companion workbook to the actual first book. And it's chock full of experiential things that the women can do to empower themselves in the privacy of their own home. Plus, there's always the option of joining me either in counseling or in one of my online courses. So I've just got it covered. I'm not kidding.
Oh, woman,
it's a business.
Woman of many hats. Woman of many hats. Well, long.
But all to the same means.
Long before the technology boom, and long you were doing this, and now you're transitioning your butterfly into the chrysalis of technology, so to speak.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah, from live groups into online,
Into online. And so you, if people are stuck and they need a little advice, you, it's best to have people go to your website and then contact you through email.
Yes. There's actually a link on my first, on my homepage, there's a link where anyone can contact me, schedule a free 15-minute, they always go longer, but I say 15-minute clarity call, and you'll be amazed what we can accomplish in that call. Because the truth is, sometimes all people need is somebody just to shine the light for them for a minute. Other times it leads into a step-by-step plan. Either way, that first call is free. They access it right on that home page. Just about halfway down the page, there's a great big arrow that will show you sign up here, schedule it here. It goes right into my scheduler, you know, my time trade schedule, and they just schedule that free call. And from there, we take it wherever they need to go. I'm a firm believer we start wherever you are. So where you are right now, I don't care where you are right now, that's where we will start. We'll identify it, and that's where we start.
Well, I agree with that, and I am also a firm believer in giving back to women. Myself, you can find me at my website or me on Facebook or me on Twitter. I'm on, just type in my name, just Google my name, and you'll find me and my books on Amazon, on all e-readers, on in paperback, in everywhere you can think of. I'm pretty much it, or a version of me, thanks to my team, is on Facebook, and a version of me is on Twitter, and a version of me is somewhere. So, and basically what you guys should do, those who are listening, and this goes for Jan too, is find me everywhere and share me, and because the more power we have behind this women's movement, the better.
Oh, that's fantastic, Wynn. That's fabulous information to give out. That was fabulous. Thank you.
I try, and here I have the award-winning coach on the other end. I'm like, this is a little embarrassing. Here I'm trying to give an interview, trying to sell myself, and so I appreciate Jen being on this show and sharing her incredible wisdom. And again, you guys, you should go check out her website. And I'll just
Google my name.
Yeah,
just Google my name.
That's funny. That's funny. You take my line, Jen. So just Google the two of us. We're pretty much everywhere now. And so
that's right.
And so it was wonderful talking to you. And I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous / powerful episode of Women of Wisdom. And I appreciate all the women, including Jen, around Women of Wisdom. And I hope that in the next couple months, we can make it bigger and better. And in the next couple months, my life is actually getting more chaotic. Actually, starting in the next couple weeks, my life is getting more chaotic. I'm taking medical leave, and I'm actually going back starting August 9th in California. Thank you very much. But that's all online, so I'll be still working, still doing Women of Wisdom. I'm just adding school into the pot. But I would appreciate you guys if you would be patient with me and my team as I add school into the pot, and then I would still be authoring books and still be doing this and still be doing everything else. And everything else, it goes without saying that everything else still goes on. I'm just adding school into the pot, and I appreciate Women of Wisdom. Thank you.